读一段圣经。
Let's read a passage from the Bible.
我们今天要读的是要读约翰福音第十五章。
The passage we'll read today is John chapter 15.
我们一直要读到十六节。
We'll read until verse 16.
但是我们在前一我们在中间要选一段出来前一节出来读的。
And we'll just select a part of the passage to read.
我们先读是第一节到第二节。
We'll first read verses 1 to 2.
请敏德华给我们读。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
那么再到第五节。
Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
然后就从第九节到十六节。
Verses 9 to 16. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you.
我们就圣经就读到这里。
We'll finish reading here.
今天我在这里要交通的题目是住在主里面。
Today our topic is going to be abide in Christ.
我们从这段圣经里头。
From this passage.
看到主耶稣说的，我们要住在他的里面。
When you see what the Lord Jesus says, that we need to abide in him.
在第一节，主耶稣说，我是真葡萄树。
In the first verse, it says, I am the true vine.
这个地方，我是。
This says, I am.
是约翰福音里头，是七个我是里头的最后一个了。
And in the Gospel of John, this is the last I am.
在以前的几，在几章里头。
In the previous few chapters,
主耶稣说过我是生命的粮。
The Lord says, I am the bread of life.
主耶稣说过我是世界的光。
He says, I am the light of the world.
主耶稣也说过我是门。
The Lord Jesus also says, I am the door.
我是好牧人。
I am the good shepherd.
也说过我是复活，我是生命。
He has also said, I am the resurrection and the life.
然后到第十四章。
And until verse 14.
来到第六个。
You, chapter 14, see the sixth one.
我是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
到这个地方，最后一个，主耶稣说，我是葡萄真葡萄树。
And now in the last one, it says, I am the true vine.
这个我是就是神的名字。
The words I am is the name of God.
所以他说到我是的时候，就表示他是神。
So when he says I am, it represents God.
另一方面也说到他跟我们的关系。
On the other hand, he speaks of our relationship with him.
他是我们的道路、真理、生命。
He is the way, the truth, and our life.
他也是我们的好牧人。
He is also our good shepherd.
所以一切我们所需要的。
So all that we need.
都在主耶稣里头可以得到的。
Can be found in Christ.
是他把这样的一个名字赐给我们。
So when he gives his name to us,
就说明到他跟我们的关系是非常的密切。
It is to say that our relationship with him is very close.
那么这个到这一章所说的，我是真葡萄树。
And so in this chapter, when it says, I am the true vine,
是说到主耶稣跟我们联合的关系。
It is to speak of the joining relationship between us and Christ.
因为主耶稣说这些话的时候，是他正要离开世界，要离开世界到父那里去的时候。
Because when the Lord Jesus spoke these words, it was at a time when he was going to leave the world and go to his Father.
但是门徒还留在世上。
But yet the disciples were staying in the world.
他们还要继续做 主要他们做的工作。
They need to continue to do the work which the Lord Jesus has done.
主不跟他们在一起了。
The Lord will no longer be with them.
那他们怎么能够继续做这些工作呢？
How can they continue working?
他怎么能够结出果子呢？
How can they bear much fruit?
如果没有跟主的联合，这一切都是不可能的。
If they are not joined with Christ, this is not possible.
所以主耶稣在这里特别讲到门徒要跟他联合。
So the Lord Jesus especially says that the disciples need to be joined with him.
这个联合是生命的联合。
And now this joining is a joining of life.
不是外面的联合。
It is not just an external joining.
看起来主耶稣离开他们以后。
And you can see that after the Lord Jesus has left them.
他们继续在世上在做主的工作。
They continued Christ's work on the earth.
好像是在门徒在做。
It seems as if the disciples are the ones
working.
They were preaching gospel.
但是实际上是主在他们的里面 来做的。
But actually, it is the Lord working through them.
这好像是他们就好像枝子一样的。
And they are like the branches.
就是不断地从葡萄树吸收营养，吸收水分。
That the branches continually draw nutrients and water from the vine.
葡萄树的生命不断来供应的枝子
and that the life of the vine continues to support the branches
所以这个枝子就能够结出果子出来
as a result the branches can bear much fruit
不是枝子自己能结果子
it's not that the branches on their own can bear much fruit
因为它跟这个葡萄树联合在一起了
but because these branches are joined together with the vine
所以它就能够结出果子
as a result they can bear much fruit
如果不跟这个树联合
If the branches do not join with the vine,
主耶稣说，离了我，你们就做不了什么。
The Lord Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
所以这个就是讲到门徒怎么在地上还能够来完成主所托付的事情。
And so here you can see that the disciples, you see how they can accomplish what the Lord has entrusted to them.
就是要跟主联合。
And that is, they need to be joined with Christ.
在生命上联合。
It is a joining of life.
不断从主得到我们一切所需要的供应。
To continuously receive a supply from the Lord Jesus.
在十九世纪末的时候。
And during the 19th century.
有一个英国的青年人。
There's a youth from England.
他从英国来到中国传道。
And he had went to China to preach the gospel.
他的名字叫做 Hudson Taylor。
His name was Hudson Taylor.
我们都中国人能够听到福音，其中跟他有很有关系的。
And so if some of the Chinese people have heard the gospel, it is somehow related to Hudson Taylor.
他从英国来到中国以后，先住在上海。
After he arrived from England, China, he first lived in Shanghai.
他是住在上海一个英国的租界里头。
He lived in an English street.
就是一个范围。
And he lived in a colony, in a colonial district.
对，就在这个地方，虽然是在中国，但是是英国人呢，由英国来管理这块地方。
And so, even though it was part of China, yet taken care of by the English people.
这个他可以得到这个保护。
And so that they could receive this protection.
后来他想，我如果不跟这个中国人来往的话，住在一起，我怎么能够跟他们传福音呢？
But then Hudson Taylor thought, if I don't have any contact with the Chinese people, how can I preach the gospel to them?
所以他就从英国租界里头搬了出来。
And so he moved out of the colonial district
来到中国人的住的地方
into a place where the Chinese people live
就跟中国的老百姓人住在一起
And so with the common people he lived together
那么他要吃中国饭
And so he ate their meals
要穿中国衣服
And he wore their clothing
还要学讲中国话
And he also learned their language
还要弄根长的辫子
And so he also grew a long braid
这个辫子是假的辫子
Now this braid was a false one
那么就这样的话他就要把福音传给中国人
And so as a result he was able to spread the gospel to the Chinese people
这戴德生弟兄非常的爱主
And so this brother really loved the Lord
就在中国传了几年道以后
And after he was in missions for several years in China
也做了很多的工作
And he had did many works.
到过很多的地方去传福音。
And he's been to many places to spread the gospel.
也看见福音的果效。
And you can see the fruit of the gospel.
但是在他的里头，总是不觉得很深处啊，不觉得很满足。
But yet within him, he did not have the sense of contentment.
因为他觉得自己的生活还不完全。
Because he felt that his life was not yet complete.
不能够把基督完全的彰显出来。
He could not fully manifest Christ.
所以他就好好的追求。
So he pursued the Lord with all his
heart. 他禁食祷告。
He diligently prayed.
他求主完全来充满他。
He asked that the Lord fill him completely.
但祷告了一段时间以后，看不到什么果效。
But after he prayed for several hours, he could not see any fruit from it.
他里面还是很软弱。
And yet inside he felt so weak.
后来他就想，如果我能够跟主联合的话。
Later he thought, if I can be joined with Christ.
支取主给我的恩典和能力。
Then the Lord can give me the grace and the strength.
那我就可以过一个得胜的生活了。
Then I can live an overcoming life.
所以他就跟主祷告说。
So he prayed to the Lord saying.
主啊，让我跟你联合。
Lord, let me be joined to you.
让我能够支取你的丰富。
Let me be able to obtain your abundance.
他说祷告说，他说我需要用信心的。
And he says, as I pray, I need to have faith.
所以他信心里这样的祷告了一段时间。
So, by faith, he prayed for this.
但是没有什么用处。
And yet there was no use.
有一天他读到这个约翰福音十五章。
One day he read John chapter 15.
讲到我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And it says, I am the true vine, and you are the branches.
这突然之间，神开启他里面的心眼。
All of a sudden, God opened up his inner eyes.
他就看见我已经在主里面了。
And he saw that I am already in Christ.
怎么我还要追求到主里面去呢？
Why must I continue to pursue to be in Christ?
所以难怪我的祷告是没什么功效。
So no wonder there's no effect from my prayers.
所以他得了这个启示以后，
And so after he received this revelation,
里面就没有什么挣扎了。
That there was no longer any struggle inside of him.
他已经相信我已经在主里面了。
And by faith he says, I am already in Christ.
所以他在信心里头他得到安息了。
And so by faith he received rest.
他说这个已经是一个完成的事实。
And so he said, this is an accomplished truth.
所以我们只要按照信心住在他里面就可以了。
So that we, by faith, can just abide in him.
这就是 Hudson Taylor 的经历。
So this was the experience of Hudson Taylor.
从此以后他得到很大的释放。
From then onwards, he was released.
就说到要住在主的里面。
And that is, he needs to abide in Christ.
我们已经在主里面了。
That we are already in Christ.
我们就是要住在他的里面。
So we need to abide in him.
所以这个比喻主耶稣讲的真葡萄树这个比喻。
So when the Lord gives his parable about the true vine,
就说到这个跟主联合的目的。
It is to tell us the purpose of being joined with Christ.
就能够这样的联合才能够结出果子。
And that is through the joining that you can bear much fruit.
在第八节说，那父就因此得到荣耀了。
And it says, by this my Father is glorified.
这是讲到我们跟主联合的目的。
And so it tells us, what is the purpose of us being joined with Christ?
如果不跟主联合，
If we are not joined with Christ,
那我们就是离开主。
Then we are apart from him.
那结果就是我们就不能够做什么。
As a result, we cannot do anything.
虽然你很有才干，你很聪明。
Even though you may be very talented or smart.
但是你离开主，你实在是做不了什么。
But if you leave the Lord, you cannot do anything.
所以我们要在主住在主的里面。
So we need to abide in Christ.
那么他在耶稣在这一段的话里头也讲到一个联合的一个过程。
And so the Lord Jesus tells us the process of being joined with him.
他说凡是结果子的他就修理干净。
And he says that every branch that bears fruit he prunes.
凡不结果子的枝子他就剪去。
Andany branch that does not bear fruit is taken away.
所以这地方一个联合的跟主联合的过程啊，就是一个不断的主在修剪我们一个过程。
And so as we are joined with Christ, it is a process of the Lord continuously pruning us.
因为这联合中间就是不断的有交通。
Because in this joining, there is a continuous fellowship.
但是我们在我们的里面有很多东西是拦阻了跟主的交通的。
But yet within us, there are so many barriers to fellowshipping with Christ.
所以父要在我们身上做点工作。
So the Father needs to accomplish a work in us.
把一些东西剪去。
To prune some things away.
把一些东西来修理。
and to really take care of.
那么这样的话，让我们这个我逐渐的减少。
And so that we decrease.
那么基督增加。
And so that Christ may increase.
那这样的话，就叫我们跟主中间的联合更加的紧密。
And so it allows this joining to be even closer.
在这段经文里头也讲到联合的方法是什么。
And so this chapter tells us of how we can be joined with Christ.
他说你们要藏在我里面。
It says you need to abide in me always.
联合的方法就是住在主的里面。
And to be joined, how it is done is you need to abide in Christ.
主也住在我们里面。
And that the Lord abide in us.
啊，我们信了主以后。
So after we have believed in the Lord.
我们都是在基督里的。
We are already in Christ.
但是我们还需要住在主的里面。
But we still need to abide in Christ.
住在主里面。
Abiding in Christ.
就是一个更深入的一个生命的一个联合。
It is a deeper joining in life.
那我们就是从第一节到第八节，主耶稣讲到这个比喻。
And so from verse 1 to 8, the Lord tells us of this analogy.
然后从第九节开始。
And then from verse 9,
主耶稣说我爱你们正如父爱我一样。
As the Father loved me, I also have loved you.
主耶稣在这里不是开始一个新的主题。
The Lord is not opening up a new topic here.
他乃是继续上面第一节到第八节的内容。
But he's continuing with the topic from verses 1 to 8.
因为在第九节到十六节这一段里头。
Because from verses 9 to 16,
也讲到要住在主的里面。
It tells us of the importance of abiding in him.
也讲到住的问题。
And speaks of abiding.
也讲到要结果子。
And also speaks of bearing fruit.
在第十六节说。
In verse 16 it says,
分派你们去结果子。
I chose and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit.
在这一段里头也讲到祷告。
And so it speaks of prayer.
你们无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you.
所以这段话的话是来解释上面一节到八节主耶稣讲的葡萄树的比喻。
And so this part here is explaining the analogy of the true vine.
那么什么是住在主里面呢？
So what does it mean to live in Christ?
第九节告诉我们。
It tells us in verse 9.
就是要藏在，要住在主的爱里头。
It says, You need to abide in his love.
那住的意思是表示我们跟这个基督的关系。
And so abiding represents our relationship with Christ.
所以住在他的爱里就表示我们跟他关系是一个爱的关系。
And so to abide in his love is to show that our relationship is one of love.
主耶稣说我爱你们正如父爱我一样。
And the Lord Jesus says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you.
这已经是一个完成的事情。
This is accomplished truth.
我们有的时候会觉得主是不是会爱我们。
Sometimes we wonder, does the Lord really love us?
有一次我们去探望一个得了这个癌症后期的病人。
And so one day when we were visiting someone who was sick with terminal cancer.
因为他已经来到生命的最后一点点时间。
And because he was going into the last stages of his life.
他不知道明天是不是还能活着。
He does not know whether he'll live tomorrow.
也不知道下星期还会不会活着。
Or if he would live next week.
所以我们就看他说他的太太就问了。
So when I saw him, his wife asked.
因为他刚刚信了主。
Because she just believed in the Lord.
所以他就问，神既然是爱的话，为什么我们还会遇到这么一些难处呢？
So she asked, now if God is truly loved, then why would we go through these hardships?
是的，我们也常常会遇到一些事情的时候，会觉得神如果爱我，怎么会让我遇到这个事情呢？
And so often we think and question, now if God really loves us, why would this happen?
但是主耶稣说，你们要藏在，要住在我的爱里。
But the Lord says that you need to abide continuously in my love.
不要怀疑主的爱。
Do not question the love of God.
我们有很多事情我们也不知道。
There are a lot of things we do not know.
但是我们知道的有一件事情。
But one thing we know.
就是主爱我们就爱我们到底。
That the Lord loves us to the uttermost.
这个在我们里面 一定要常常记住这句话。
And we need to continuously remember this.
现在虽然我们有时候东西不明白。
Presently, there may be things we do not understand.
但是将来的话，总有你明白的时候。
But in the future, there will be a time that you will understand.
那么什么是住在主的爱里呢？
So what does it mean to abide in the Lord's love?
在第十节说。
It says in verse 10.
你们若遵守我的命令，就住在我的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you abide in my love.
所以什么是住在主的爱里呢？
So what does it mean to live, abide in his love?
不单单是读圣经、祷告。
It is not only to read the Bible and to pray.
聚会。
To meet.
这些都是需要的。
These are necessary.
但是呢，主耶稣说要遵守他的命令。
But yet the Lord Jesus says you need to keep my commandments.
这样的话就住在主的爱里头。
In this way, you abide in the Lord's love.
这个遵守他的命令，
this keeping his commandments,
就是顺服主。
It is to obey the Lord.
因为你如果爱主爱一个人的话，却不肯听他的话。
Because if you love the Lord or love a person, you would like to listen to what they say.
但是这个是不太可能的。
Oh, and if you don't listen to what they say, this is not possible.
如果你爱一个人。
So if you love somebody,
你一定会听他的话的。
You will listen to them.
所以这个是一个顺服。
So this is about obedience.
顺服是我们基督徒中间最重要的一个功课。
And so obedience is one of the most important lessons as a Christian.
每个一生中间都有很多顺服的功课要做。
In everybody's lives, there is this important lesson of obedience.
顺服可以说是我们基督徒不能够缺少的。
Obedience, you can say, is something we as Christians must not lack.
你可能不懂得圣经里头很多的教训。
Perhaps you don't understand many teachings within the Bible.
这还没有什么不是很重要的。
And this is not that important.
当然你能够明白的更多，那就更好。
Of course, when you understand more, that is great.
但是这个顺服却是每个人都需要，每个人都不可少的。
But this obedience, everyone should have it. No one should lack it.
因为我们本来是一个怎么样的人呢？
Because what kind of a person were we before?
在我们没信主以前，我们的情形怎么样呢？
Before we believed in the Lord, what was our condition like?
我们是悖逆之子。
We were sons of wrath.
对 ，disobedient 啊，因为我们一直是没有顺服的。
And that we did not obey the Lord.
然后等到我们信了主以后。
And so after when we believed in the Lord.
神称我们是一个顺服的儿女。
Then the Lord calls us sons of obedience.
所以这个顺服就是表示我们得了我们的意思跟神的关系了。
And so this obedience really represents our relationship with Christ.
但是顺服呢，不是外面生活上一些事情的顺服。
But obedience is not just some outward action of obedience.
那是我们在我们的意志里头的顺服。
But it is within our will.
在原文里头，这个听跟顺从是同一个字根。
And so in the original language, the word listen and obey comes from the same root word.
比如像到讲这个顺服这个字。
For example, the word obey.
是由原文是由两个字所组成的。
It is made up of two words from the original language.
一个是在下面。
One is below.
Under.
Under.
另一个字是hear, 听。
The other is listen.
所以我们顺服就是站在下面来听上面这个人的话。
So to obey is that we stand under and listen to the words of the one from above.
所以在以弗所书告诉我们，你们要在主里听从你们的父母。
And so in Ephesians it tells us that we need to obey our parents.
因为父母的地位比你高。
Because our parents' position is higher than ours.
儿女就站在下面。来听父母的话。
And so as children, we need to listen to our parents' words.
那么顺服主呢？
So obeying the Lord.
我们是站在主的下面。
We are standing under the Lord.
我们的听主的话。
And we listen to the words of the Lord.
所以听不单单是一个接受的意思。
And so to hear the words of the Lord is not just to receive something.
听乃是一个顺服。
But to listen is to obey.
顺服就是来听主的声音。
To obey is to hear the Lord's word.
就是来听从圣灵在我们里面的引导
is to listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit within us.
这样的话就是顺服。
And so this then is obedience.
随着顺服是我们一个生命的一个特点。
So obedience is a special point in our life.
那么怎么样顺服呢？
So how can we obey?
我们就是要把自己奉献给主。
We need to offer ourselves up to the Lord.
就像罗马书第十二章第一节所说的。
Just like it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
说弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God,
将你们的身体献上当作活祭。
That you present your bodies as living sacrifices.
奉献的意思就是来听主的话。
To offer up is to hear the word of God.
承认主是我们的主。
To confess that he is our Lord.
我们来顺服他。
And that we obey him.
第二点我们要顺服呢就是要明白主的旨意。
The second point is that we need to understand what the will of the Lord is.
因为你顺服以后下面就要来遵行了。
Because after you have obeyed, the next thing is you need to carry it out.
那如果你不知道是什么神的旨意你怎么做呢？
So if you do not know what the will of God is, how can you finish it?
或者你明白主的旨意错了。
Or if you understand incorrectly what the will of God is.
你做这个事情明明是不符合神的旨意的。
And so you do something in this obviously does not meet the will of God.
结果你去做了以后虽然你心里愿意顺服但是你却是错了。
And so afterwards, even though in your heart you want to obey, but yet you are incorrect.
那么第三个呢你要顺服的话就要去行。
The third thing is if you obey, you need to take the action.
不是单单知道对的对的。
It's not just to know, oh, it's right, it's right.
就是要去行。
But you need to live it out.
那么第四个呢要在爱里头。
And the fourth thing is to be in love.
顺服并不是因为你不做的话主就要刑罚你。
And so to obey, it does not mean that if you don't do it, then the Lord will punish you.
那是因为我们爱主我们就愿意来顺服主。
But because we love the Lord, that's why we're willing to obey him.
第五个。
The fifth one.
我们有信心。
We need to have faith.
我们相信主有能力可以来帮助我们。
We believe that the Lord has the power to help us.
我们不能够觉得主给我们命令。
We should not feel that the Lord has given us a command.
但是他又不给我们力量。
And that if he does not give us strength.
主是给我们命令叫我们去做。
The Lord, if he gives us a commandment and tells us to do it.
但是你要靠你自己力量去做。
But if you do it according to your own strength.
你是没有法做到的。
Then you cannot accomplish it.
所以主不但给我们命令。
So the Lord does not only give us
command. 要我们去顺服。
For us to obey it.
而且还给我们顺服的力量。
But he gives us the strength to obey.
那这样的话我们就可以来顺服主了。
This way we can obey the Lord.
所以我们要听主的声音。
So we need to hear the word of the Lord.
这个有一次有一个这个有一个人到这个以色列去旅行。
There is a person who went traveling in Israel.
他在这个以色列的附近这个地方看到有一个人赶了一群羊。
And so he saw this person take care of a flock of sheep.
那么看见这个在黄昏的时候这个牧人把他们领到这个井的旁边让羊喝了水。
And so during dawn, he leads the sheep to go and take a drink of water.
那么等到这些羊都喝完水以后
And so after they've drank the water,
这个牧人呢这个牧羊人离开的时候呢叫了一下所有的羊都跟着他走了
And so at that time, the shepherd just says something, and then the sheep all follow him.
这个人看起来觉得非常奇怪
And so this person thought, wow, this is strange.
这羊怎么能够听得懂这个牧人的这个话里头什么意思呢？
How could these sheep understand the words of the shepherd?
他一叫的话，他一说，这羊都跟着他走了。
It's once he speaks, then all the sheep follow him.
他就问这个牧人。
So he asked the shepherd.
是不是你每次总是这样做的话，你一喊，他们总是听你的话
？Is it like this every time that when you call to the sheep that they listen to you?
他说是的。
He goes yes.
这个不是第一次。
This is not the first time.
经常是这样的。
It's always like this.
只要我喊一下，他们都跟我走了。
Once I call them, they will follow me.
但是他说，有的时候有例外的。
But he says sometimes there are exceptions.
就是那个羊病了。
If the sheep is sick.
当这个羊病了呢，我叫它的话，它就也不听我的话了。
And so when a sheep is sick, then when I call him, he won't follow me.
它不跟着我走，它跟着别人走了。
And he will not follow me, but he'll follow someone else.
我们会不会是这样呢？
So will we be like this?
如果我们是正常的基督徒,
If we are a normal Christian,
我们就应该听主的话,
then we ought to listen to the words of the Lord.
如果我们不听到主的话,
If we do not hear the words of the Lord,
不顺服主,
If we do not obey him,
说明我们灵里头有病了,
It shows us that we are sick spiritually.
所以这个讲到我们这个地方住在主的爱里就是顺服他。
And so to abide in his love means to obey him.
但是主的命令常常是会被人误会的。
But often God's commandments will be misunderstood.
一听到主的命令的话，
Once you hear the Lord's commandments,
有时候我们很害怕。
Sometimes we feel very afraid.
讲到主的爱，大家都很喜欢听的。
And we love hearing about the love of the Lord.
讲到主有命令了，
But when we hear of his commandments,
我们心里就怕了。
In us, we feel afraid.
因为我们以为主是很严厉的。
Because we think that the Lord is very strict.
他给我们的命令一定要叫我们付出很大的代价的。
And so his commandment might mean that we have to pay a great price.
所以当我们读到你们要舍己，天天背起你的十字架来跟从主，就觉得这句话真是分量是很重的。
Because when we hear the words, you need to deny yourself and daily take up your cross, we feel that these words are very heavy.
所以当我们要顺服主的命令的时候，我们觉得很勉强。
And so when we obey the Lord's words, we feel it's forced.
有一次我们在读经的时候，读到亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事。
And so one time when we read to the passage where Abraham is offering up Isaac.
正好有一个姊妹，她有个男孩子，不太大，就是个几岁那样的。
At that time, there was a sister who had a very young child.
因为她本来有个女儿，这个女儿跟这男孩子啊相差比较多。
And so she has a daughter, and the daughter and the son's age range is very large.
所以等到他岁数大的时候，好不容易得到一个儿子了。
And so it was very hard for her to have obtained a son.
所以她很宝贝这个儿子。
So she really treasured the son.
所以她在读经的时候，交通到亚伯拉罕的事情的时候。
And so when we fellowshiped upon the story of Abraham.
她说我不敢学亚伯拉罕。
And she says I'm afraid to learn from Abraham.
如果神真的是我祷告说把这孩子献给主。
And so if I pray and to offer my son to the Lord.
主说你把这男孩子来献给我。
And the Lord says to offer up my son to him.
所以我不敢有这样的一个效法。
Then I'm afraid to imitate.
万一神要我这样做怎么办呢？
So what if the Lord really wants me to do this?
神真的给我这样的命令的话，那我就不能够，就没有办法了。
So if God gave me this commandment, then I would have no ability.
但是耶稣在这里说。
And so the Lord Jesus says,
不是这样的。
It is not like this.
顺服跟喜乐是连在一起的。
That joy and obedience are linked together.
在十一节说。
And so in verse 11,
他说这些事我已经对你们说了。
It says, these things have spoken to you.
是叫我的喜乐存在你们心里。
That my joy may remain in you.
这个存也是住在你们里面。
And so this word remain also means to abide.
而且不但是主的喜乐在我们里面，
and so it's not only is that his joy may remain in us，
还叫我们的喜乐可以满足，
but it's that your joy may be full。
就当你这样顺服主的时候，
and so when you obey the Lord，
主的命令不是叫我们很勉强的，
and so his commandment is not so that we feel like it's forced。
主的命令乃是同时当我们顺服的时候给我们带来喜乐。
But when the Lord's commandment comes, it also brings us joy.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有尝试过，当你顺服主以后，你里面是很痛苦呢，还是很喜乐呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you gone through a case where you've obeyed? Did you feel very sorrowful or did you feel very joyful?
我常觉得，当我们这样的顺服主的时候，里面实在是有说不出的喜乐。
And so, I'm sure that friends said, once you've obeyed the Lord, you have this incredible joy.
主耶稣也是自己把顺服跟喜乐连在一起的。
The Lord Jesus himself also links joy with obedience.
我们读到这个希伯来书第十二章。
If we read Hebrews chapter 12.
第二节的时候。
Verse 2.
第十二章
Chapter 12
第二节的时候
Verse 2
我们就看见这个圣经怎么说呢
We can see what the Bible says
他说仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱忍受了十字架的苦难
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
到十字架，主耶稣到十字架是顺服主父的命令。
And when the Lord went to the cross, it was in obedience to the Father's commands.
但是因为他这样的顺服，
But because of this obedience,
他同时看到摆在前面的喜乐。
He could also simultaneously see the joy that was set before him.
所以他就能够轻看十字架的羞辱。
So he was able to despise the shame.
也能够忍受十字架的苦难。
And able to endure the sufferings of the cross.
他就坐在神宝座的右边。
And has now sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
主耶稣这样的无条件的顺服父。
So when you see how the Lord unconditionally submits to his Father.
所以他就有喜乐。
As a result, he has joy.
我们若是真正的能够顺服主。
If we can truly obey our Lord.
有时候我们不是说我们不知道应该怎样顺服。
Sometimes it's not about us not knowing how to obey.
我们知道主的意思。
We know the meaning of the Lord.
但是我们就不肯顺服。
But yet we are not willing to obey.
觉得这个顺服下来对我们是代价太过大了。
And sometimes we feel that the price of obedience is too high.
但是从主耶稣告诉我们的话。
But from the words that the Lord has spoken to us,
耶稣把这话告诉我们,
that the Lord has spoken these words to us,
是要叫我们的喜乐可以满足。
It is that our joy may become full.
因为这个顺服是就是一个爱的顺服。
Because this obedience is an obedience of love.
那在下面我们继续看下去就看到住在主的爱里呢就是顺服了。
And so later you will see that to abide in the Lord's love means to obey him.
但是这个顺服并不是口头的。
But this obedience is not just from the lips.
只是说一说。
You don't just say it.
我顺服主。
Oh, I obey you, Lord.
不是只是说一说。
It is not just saying it.
也不是一个很笼统的东西。
It is not also a great big thing.
General.
A general thing.
就是说一下。
Just say it.
我顺服主。
I obey the Lord.
底下主耶稣又给我们一个具体的命令。
But here the Lord has given us a greater commandment.
第二十二节说。
It says in verse 12.
你们要彼此相爱。
It says you must love one another.
主耶稣给我们一个具体的命令。
So the Lord gives us this general commandment.
那像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
And it says you love one another as I have loved you.
主耶稣给我们的命令就是叫我们彼此相爱。
And so the Lord's commandment is that we love one another.
我们常常说我们是爱主。
Often we say we love the Lord.
我们也说那个弟兄姊妹很爱主。
But we say this brother or sister really loves the Lord.
但是爱主。
But if you love the Lord.
有时候我们也看不出来。
Sometimes we cannot see it.
主耶稣说你们要彼此相爱。
So the Lord says love one another.
爱主就是表现就是彼此相爱。
And so to love the Lord is to love one another.
当然这个我们彼此相爱还有一个前提。
And so, of course, before,
有条件的。
There's a condition of loving one another.
就是要先爱神。
It is to first love God.
主耶稣告诉我们的。
The Lord Jesus tells us.
这诫命第一个要紧的。
That in the Ten Commandments, the most important one.
就是要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力。爱主你的神。
That you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength.
我们不能够把彼此相爱放在爱神的前面。
And so we cannot place loving one another before loving God.
我们要先爱神。
We need to first love God.
你要先爱神，你我们才能够彼此相爱。
And that when you love God, then you are able to love one another.
我们不能够彼此相爱，是因为我们没有爱神。
We are unable to love one another because we have not yet loved God first.
因为到约翰书信里头就告诉我们。
Because in the Epistle John.
就会说，爱神的就爱神所生的。
So whoever is love is born of God.
你要爱神，你要爱神所生的。
So whatever you love, it has to be born of God.
如果你爱你的父亲,
so So if you love your father,
你一定爱父亲所生的你的兄弟姊妹了。
And so you should also love the brothers and sisters that your father has given birth to.
所以这爱弟兄就是爱神的表现。
And so to love your brothers and sisters is to really love, it's a manifestation of loving God.
爱神有的时候你是看你是个人的事情你没法看见。
And so loving God, sometimes you cannot see that.
但是你爱神爱弟兄却是明显的可以看得到的。
But if you love your brothers and sisters, it's very obvious.
所以我们读到这里的时候我自己读到这一生觉得是个非常重要
And so as I read this I feel it's really important
越来越觉得彼此相爱的重要
And I see how important it is to love one another
我们太需要彼此相爱了
We truly need to love one another
不是当作一个说一说
It's not just a saying
真是要切实的彼此相爱
But it's to practically love one another
所以我们真是应该对主说主啊求你使我们能够真正的彼此相爱
So we really need to say to the Lord Oh Lord cause us to love one another
我们不能够彼此相爱就是因为我们不能够放下我们的自己
If we are unable to love another it's because we are unable to let go of ourselves
常常在侍奉当中你的意见跟我的意见也不一样
Often in service your views and my views are different
你坚持你的意见我坚持我的意见
You may insist on your views and I insist on my views
结果我们就不能够彼此相爱
As a result we cannot love one another
如果我们能够放下我们自己
But if we are able to let go of ourselves
让主的意见意念成为我们的意念
To allow the Lord's perspective and his desires to be our desires
那我们就能够彼此相爱了
And then we are able to love one another
所以彼此相爱是很宝贵的
So to love one another is truly a precious thing
我从我年轻时候信了主以后
And so in my youth when I believed in the Lord
在上海教会在上海的教会里头有几年的教会生活
And so I had several years of church life in Shanghai
后来到了北京以后
And so after when I went to Beijing
也有几年的这样一个教会的生活
There were several years of this church life there
我觉得给我印象最最深的直到现在我还不能忘记的
So what deeply impressed me and even to this day that I cannot forget
就是弟兄姊妹彼此的相爱
It is the love of the brothers and sisters
在上海的时候我们每个星期六都有青年人的聚会
And so in Shanghai every Saturday we would have a young people's meeting
有七八十个青年人我们在一起聚会
And so there are about 70 to 80 of us meeting together
好我们都会在一起聚会的时候都一块来敬拜神
And so during that meeting we would together worship the Lord
而且我们都能够交通到个人什么从神这里从主这里得到恩典和力量
And so we would also fellowship upon how we have received grace and strength from the Lord.
那个时候我们都是学生。
At that time we were all students.
所以在学校里头也碰到一些，因为你是基督徒，会碰到一些难处。
And so at school, because we are Christians, sometimes we met with hardships.
所以我们就彼此交通，彼此鼓励，扶持。
And so we encourage each other, fellowship with each other, and supported one another.
那么也对一些不太常来的弟兄姊妹。我们就会去看望他。
And for those who have not come for a very long time, we went to visit them.
啊，这些这种情形一直到现在还不能忘记。
And so that condition I cannot forget even up to this day.
当时传道人弟兄讲的什么东西的话，现在都没有什么很深的印象了。
At that time, whatever the preacher said, I cannot really remember.
但是这种彼此相爱的情景。却是一直到现在还不能忘记的。
But that condition of brothers and sisters loving one another to this day I cannot forget.
所以就是彼此相爱太过需要了。
So this loving one another is so important.
刚才我们唱的诗歌里头。
And so when we have just sang that hymn.
最后一首唱的话是爱的捆绑。
It says, "Blessed be the tie that binds."
这个写这首诗的作者。
So the hymn writer.
是这个十八世纪一个传道人。
Was a missionary in the 18th century.
他在英国一个很小的地方，在教会里头服侍。
And he in England was serving in a church in a very small area.
那么慢慢等他岁数大了，老了。
And so when he gradually grew older,
身体的状态健康也是不太好了。
And his health and his body declined.
那么在英国伦敦一个教会就请他到那边去服侍。
So a church in London asked him to come and serve.
那么他经过祷告, 觉得主要带领他在晚年的时候, 在伦敦一个教会里头服侍。
And so after much prayer, he felt that the Lord led him in his latter part of his life to go serve there.
所以他就需要离开他几十年在这个小的教会里头的服侍了。
And to leave the little church which he had served for decades.
这个离开那天,
On the day that he left,
是他也是最后在这个教会讲道的一天。
Was also the last day that he preached.
所以他在离开的时候, 在讲道以前, 就把他这些行李啊, 都装在马车上面。
And so before he left that day, he put all his luggage into the carriage.
这个马车就等待礼拜堂的外头。
And the horse-drawn carriage was waiting for him outside the church.
他就说, 就是讲完道以后, 他就坐了车,带了行李。
And so after he gave the message, then he would take the carriage and depart.
当他讲完道要离开的时候,
so after he finished speaking and he was ready to leave,
那些会众站在门的外面,
and there were some people standing outside the door.
这些弟兄姊妹站在这个门的外面都等着他,
and so all the brothers and sisters were waiting for him at the door.
大家都不说话,
and they did not say anything.
但是看见他们眼里头都流下泪,
but they could see that there were tears in his eyes.
他舍不得跟他们相处这么多年的一个弟兄要离开他们的。
He really was going to miss the brothers and sisters.
这个传道人看到这样的情形,
and so when the preacher saw this condition,
就问他的姊妹,
so he asked his wife,
怎么办?
What can I do?
姊妹说,
and so the wife says, we cannot leave.
这弟兄说,
and the brother says, I believe we cannot leave.
所以又把行李再拿下来,
and so they took the luggage from the horse carriage. And he continued to stay where he was.
是什么呢?
Why?
他就写了这首诗歌,
and so he wrote the hymn.
爱的捆绑,
says, blessed be the tie that binds.
基督的爱绑了一起啊,
is that the love of Christ binds us together. This is the truly most precious.
所以弟兄姊妹你在这里聚会, 或者在别的地方聚会,
so, brothers, if you are gathering here together or somewhere else,
什么东西能吸引你呢?
What can attract you?
就是主的爱,
it is the love of Christ.
彼此相爱,
to love one another.
这是我们非常需要的,
this is something we truly need.
我们再看下面,
let us look below.
当我们能够住在主的爱里头,
that when we are able to live in the love of Christ,
当我们也能够遵守他的命令,
and we are able to obey his commandment,
能顺服他,
to obey him.
有的时候我们人的天性是骄傲的,
and our natural inclination is to be prideful.
我们觉得, 诶, 我们也能够听主的话, 我们能彼此相爱了,
and we think that, oh, we can listen to the words of God, we can love another.
我们的聚会就非常好了, 就不错了,
or our fellowship, oh, it's pretty good.
主耶稣要提醒我们,
but the Lord reminds us,
不要骄傲,
do not be prideful.
不是你们拣选了我, 是我拣选了你们,
it is not that you have chosen me, but I have chosen you.
这是我们需要得到提醒的,
this we need to be reminded of.
不管我们服侍主, 我们爱主, 到什么程度,
no matter how we serve the Lord or to what degree we have loved the Lord,
我们总要记住, 是主拣选我们, 不是我们来拣选主的。
We need to know that it's the Lord who has chosen us, it's not that we have chosen him.
在我们身上有什么东西值得主来拣选我们呢?
What is it in us that is worthy of the Lord's choosing?
有什么长处主这么的爱我们呢?
What good points do we have so that the Lord would love us to this degree?
我们有什么可爱的地方, 叫主为我们钉十字架呢?
What is so lovable about us that the Lord would go to the cross for us?
没有,
nothing.
是主的恩典,
it is the grace of God.
所以保罗说, 我今日成了何等的人, 是蒙神的恩才成的。
And Paul says that it is by grace that I have become who I am.
保罗说, 我能够服侍主,
Paul says, if I can serve the Lord,
就是因为主的恩典。
It is because of the grace of the Lord.
本来我是逼迫教会的。
At first I persecuted the church.
但是现在我能服侍教会。
But now I can serve in the church.
本来我是跟主是相距很远的。
Before I was so far away from the Lord.
但现在我能够来到主的里面。
But today I can be in Christ.
这都是主的恩典才成的。
This is by the grace of God.
所以我们要常常记住
So we need to always remember
不是我们拣选主
It is not that we have chosen the Lord
是主先拣选了我们
But the Lord has first chosen us
不是我们爱主
It is not because we love the Lord
乃是主爱我们
But it is the Lord loving us
叫我们常常真是心里头充满了感谢
To cause our hearts to be continuously filled with thanksgiving
主耶稣还继续说
And Lord Jesus continues to say,
他说我拣选了你们并且分派你们去结果子。
The Lord says, I've chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit.
这地方讲到为什么主要拣选我们呢?
And so here it tells us of why the Lord has chosen us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
而且拣选有个目的。
But he has a purpose for his appointment.
是要分派我们去结果子。
And so that he appoints us so that we can go and bear more fruit.
主爱我们拣选我们。
The Lord loves us and chooses us.
不只是叫我们来享受主。
It is not only just so we can enjoy Him.
乃是叫我们要出去，叫我们去结果子。
So we need to go out and bear fruit.
在马太福音二十八章也讲到同样一句话。
And so in Matthew chapter 28, it tells us the same thing.
当主耶稣离开世界升天的时候。
And before the Lord ascended to the heavens.
他跟门徒说。
He said to his disciples.
他们你们要去使万民。做我的门徒
He says that you need to be my disciples to all the nations.
奉我的名这个能够去传福音
And in my name you can go and spread the gospel.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
And baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
也能够把主所吩咐你的去教训他们去遵守
Teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you.
这样我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
在马太福音主耶稣也说到同样这样的一句话。
And so when Matthew tells us of this,
神救我们。
The Lord calls us.
拣选我们。
He chooses us.
有什么目的啊
？What is the purpose of that?
乃是叫我们去为他结果子。
It is so that we can go and bear much fruit for him.
当然讲到圣经讲到果子的时候
And so when the Bible tells us of the fruit
可以说是有这个圣灵的果子
And so that there is spiritual fruit
在加拉太书所提到的
And so it tells us in Galatians
当然也可以说有生命的果子
That there is the fruit of life
也可以在提到有这个赞美的果子
And you can say that there is the fruit of praise
但这里呢我自己领会呢这地方的果子呢着重在这个传福音
But here, what I understand from this passage is this fruit is of spreading the gospel.
领人归主
And to lead people to Christ.
这个地方的分派
And so here, this appointing.
这个跟这个第十三节那个人为朋友舍命那个舍字是同样一个字
And this word appointing and in verse 13, to lay down one's life, it's the same thing.
所以你为了朋友你可以放下你的生命
And that for your friend you can lay down your life
但是现在呢主要叫我们放下放 把我们放下叫我们去结果子
And so the Lord now tells us to lay down our lives that we can go and bear much fruit
而且叫我们的果子可以长存
And so that our fruit may remain
这个长存也是一个住的意思一个 abiding 的意思
and so the word remain also means abiding
这就说明到这个果子是有一个永远价值的
is to show us that this fruit has eternal value
所以你意思就是如果你把人领到主的面前
so that is if you were to lead people to Christ
他说这样的果子呢是有永远的价值的
he says that there is eternal value in doing so
他信了主以后
After he has believed in the Lord,
他也把人领到主的面前
he has brought people to Christ,
他也结了果子
he has also bore fruit.
所以你看 这个就是这个有都是有永远的价值。
So you can see that this fruit has eternal value.
最后主耶稣说
Finally, the Lord says,
他说你们奉我的名无论向父求什么父就赐给你们。
It says that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you.
这是讲结果子的方法。
It tells us of how we can bear much fruit.
怎么能结果子呢
Well, how can we bear this fruit?
就是祷告。
It is to pray.
啊就是奉主的名祷告。
It is to pray in the Lord's name.
奉主的名祷告不是说在祷告完了快要结束的时候加上一个奉主的名。
To pray in the Lord's name does not only mean that after a prayer you say in Jesus' name.
奉主的名就是我所祷告的是跟神的旨意一致的。
In his name means that what I pray is according to the Father's will.
那么这样的祷告
So this type of prayer, the Father will listen.
我们就能够结出果子。
And then we may bear fruit.
不是我们可以做什么或者说什么人就会信了。
And so it's not what we can do or say so that others may believe.
我们不能忘记祷告。
We cannot forget prayer.
只有借着祷告。
And it's only through prayer.
父自己来做。
That the Father will accomplish.
那我们就能够结出果子了。
And so we then can bear fruit.
所以在这一段里头，刚才我们读的经文里头。
And so here in the passages that we have just read.
主耶稣就在这里一直在预备这些门徒。
The Lord continuously prepares these disciples.
当他离开以后，门徒的地上怎样继续的服事。
And so that the disciples may continually serve him after he's gone.
怎么样能够来传福音。
So how can they serve, how can they preach the gospel?
这些话对我们今天弟兄姊妹也是同样的合适的。
So these words are also suitable for us.
我们怎么能够在地上生活来服侍呢
？So how can we continue living and serving?
所以说我们要住在主的爱里头。
We need to abide in the Lord's love.
我们要顺服主。
We need to obey the Lord.
我们要有喜乐。
We need to have joy.
我们要彼此相爱。
To love one another.
我们要谦卑
and to be humble
我们要传福音要结果子
we need to preach the gospel and bear much fruit
要祷告
we need to pray
刚才我们提到至少有七个方面的
and so we have mentioned at least seven things
虽然是七个不同的内容
even though there are seven different parts
但是七个都是不能够把它分割开彼此都是有关系的。
But these seven things you cannot just separate, they all have a relationship to each other.
所以这个愿主借着这些话来恩待我们。
So may the Lord have grace in these words.
让我们是能够住在主的里头。
Causing us to abide in him.
跟主紧紧的连接。
That we may be joined closely with the Lord.
让我们爱他让我们也能够来顺服他。
That we may love and obey him.
我们低头一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主我们感谢你赐给我们这些宝贵的经文
Lord Jesus we want to give you thanks for these precious words
我们真的觉得我们实在是差得很多
We feel that we are lacking so much
求你把你的爱来充满我们每个弟兄姊妹
May you fill every brother and sister with your love
让我们爱你我们也能彼此相爱
That as we love you we may also love one another
我们住在你的爱里我们也能够顺服你
and that we can abide in your love and that we may obey you
主啊求你恩待我们
Lord may you have grace upon us
就是让你的话深深在我们里面来做工
that your words may deeply do a work in us
听我们的祷告
hear our prayer
奉耶稣的名
in Jesus name
Amen,
Amen.